Yourself down. Actually, listen.
I don't like it. So I'm recording already.
Let's do this. Let's
so
do this.
Like the usual. See, I don't even know how to start, you guys. But first of all, let me introduce our guest today. Ope. I am. See you guys to everybody that supported my podcast. To Ope.
Yeah.
To everybody that have been entering my DM or that has been, is it half or us?
At this point, this is what it's going.
It's has been entering my DM to like shade me to Chile. I'm so sorry. I've not had the time to make any episodes or to record anything. Ope can testify. Ope is my witness.
I have been
everywhere within a very short period of time, and it has been tough. And I have school.
Celebrity lifestyle.
You know the school. We both attend the same school, so you can relate. It has been tough.
That's true.
So I will like during the middle of this podcast, I will like fill you in into what I've been through.
Highlights.
Or what I have been doing with my life. So today's topic is just vibes.
Apparently, man, we're going with it. Last episode of the year. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Are you excited to be on my podcast?
You're supposed to introduce me like all these pastors. And they say, we're bringing onto the table a very strong
I mean, you're word, already on the table. You're already
on
the table.
Touch lives with his word. And I'll be like this. And I'll be like this, that Lord, touch me.
Amazing.
I'm going to speak to these people.
Amazing. I'm really glad that you are on my
I'm actually happy that
for some weird reasons I always wanted to have you on my podcast, and it's finally happening.
Thank God.
You are one lucky person.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
So what are we talking about?
I don't even know. Let's first start with what. How are you?
Me.
Yeah. How are you?
I just did.
I think I get. I just did.
I just did.
For the first time in my life, I think I actually get when somebody says
you can relate.
I just did.
Things are happening.
You just did. I swear, guys. No, I can't say I'm happy because I'm not really happy. I can't say I'm sad because you have not got that. You have not crossed over that line that makes you sad. You're just there, like
I swear.
What is going on? Like
I just did nothing. I'm just glad to be alive.
At this point, yeah.
That's what it is. Cause things they occur. Like, have you ever been scrolling through your WhatsApp and you're like, it just is. I am so irritated. Do you scroll through WhatsApp?
Yeah. I guess I cringe at some of the things. I'm like,
oh, it's like people, it's like everybody is lying.
See, yeah.
Everybody's lying.
I don't think there's this need to seem perfect. Like nobody has this thing put together, but you just lie. Why are you?
It's not even like perfection anymore. It's like, why are you even posting? Do you understand? It's like they are posting for like a particular motive. It's like they want people to see. Like it's like I don't know how to explain it. It's just you know how someone is real life. It's like I sabi as they be offline.
I know it's
and like online is like you are trying to like build this whole world that is just a lie, and it's totally. I mean everybody's lying. No, I can be crying and be posting laughing emojis on my status. That's a different thing. But like yes, it's something that happened several times. Like I'll be
in
my feelings, like crying.
Like no.
Like crying profusely and I'm posting memes. Can you like see the irony? Have you ever done something like that?
I have. I think I have done that a couple of times.
Like you'd be pained.
I was in a bad mood one time and my status were like, yeah man, we are like and my guy just called that. Not be me. And you go to the bathroom. I'm like, they're trying to be like optimistic. Say, take that thing down.
It's like social media is not like therapy.
Yeah, yes, now it is.
And then it's madness at the same time too. It's like it can take your mental health and give you mental health to an extent. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are actually. Yeah.
Our feelings from 100 to 10 in like few seconds. This is Nigeria. Nigeria is not even making anything better.
Nigeria is a cross.
What?
It's a cross. Like, you want to, like, see, I was telling my dad, life is hard.
Nigeria is a what?
It's a cross.
Okay.
See, life is hard. This life is hard, naturally. Life is difficult. Everybody that comes to this life, they're going to have it hard. Then you now choose what cross you want. And I say, okay, I want to come to Nigeria. Nigeria is a difficulty clause. You just say, okay, Nigeria. Life in Nigeria.
I cannot imagine living my life in Nigeria and still going to hellfire.
It's like, we're actually talking a bit just now, and I'm like,
it's like, God, why? I don't know what kind of sin, but please, right. I did not want to go to your fire. I've suffered enough in Nigeria.
You have to be righteous if you are here, because it doesn't worth it. It's not worth it for you to be here and go, unless you're flexing hard. But you're flexing yourself, you can't make it. Small flex, AFCC have already stopped you on the road.
Speaking of, you can't make it and blah blah blah. There's something I really want to like talk about, yeah. And it is how your generation, because I don't think I'm part of this generation.
I'm sorry, are you Gen Z or me?
I'm a millennial. Okay. Are you trying to say something?
No,
you said
you said this generation. I'm trying to like
your generation. Like, are you Gen Z?
I'm not Gen Z now.
Yeah,
I'm not Gen Z.
You know what? Let's just put it as it is. Our generation. Why? What is the obsession with sex?
Body no be firewood.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little bit vulgar with my words. Please do not allow your younger ones to listen to this. Thank you.
This is not an episode for the children.
Yes, it's not an episode for the children.
Go and sleep.
I'm going to release it in the night. So tell they should be sleeping by that time. I will release it. It is only people that are above 18 that should be listening to this. Thank you very much. I'm just giving you guys heads up. So.
Yeah, body no be firewood.
What is that?
I see. I've never honestly thought of what that phrase meant, but body no be firewood.
What is body no be? What are you saying? Do you know what I mean by?
You know, it's crazy how it is what is driving most of us. Like, you can't even hold a normal relationship with a different thing, someone with opposite sex. You are just thinking of men.
Like, people are dying.
You know what's scary? People are suffering. You know what's scary? It's the way most of us watched Yoruba movies growing up, and I see this much addicted to sex. Like, you guys saw people's destiny just zap.
I don't watch Yoruba movies.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Manzanya. No. I can't have sex because I'm serious. Because I used to be like, I look at my TV, you just can't take my destiny and just zap here.
Because it's like people no longer see that something that is actually deep. It's not like a normal. I mean, it is normal. Yeah.
It's just too exaggerated.
When I'm telling people this sex thing is not. I mean, I'm not so freaked out. Like,
you seem weird if you're not freaked out by sex.
It's like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? Like, how is it possible that you are freaked out by? Like, can we chill? It's not something that I think about. Some people, everywhere they go to, or every gathering they go to, they are looking for somebody that they want to have sex with.
That's true. But it's not even, it's not sex part, is like for the act having sex or meeting someone for the intentions of sleeping with them is even, that's like, that has depth. You are in a normal gathering and everybody wants to have conversations revolving around sex. Like, you don't know me, I don't know you, but you're asking my favorite sexual position. So the only thing, if you leave that place, the only thing you will know about me every time you see me is that guy is a teardrop.
Let me just say, so me and my friends went to this mainland block party, yeah, at Ikeja. And we were there, we were vibing, we were dancing. And this old man, from nowhere, he started walking towards us, like, yo, let me like get you a drink. Like, let's go. Like, I'm like,
let's go.
Where are we going to? Like, don't you have kids?
Jeez, let's go.
What are you looking for in this kind of gathering? Like, are you trying to form woke?
No,
they
came for the vibe and the music.
What? I'm telling you, these men are old enough to give birth to me.
Wow.
I'm like, older sister.
Music did not have.
They were not guys. They were men. They were not like TikTok people.
They were like major men.
They were like men. Wow. Like Gen Z. Like men.
I'm mad one. And they're saying you should be going.
And it's like, do you know what is bothering me? Is why am I attracting you?
I find you.
Why are you? No.
You were like,
no, let's go and get drink. Did I tell you? Even though I actually really needed a drink. Because the people I came with, the guys I came with, they just left me. I don't know where the fuck they went to. And they left me there. One of the girlfriends I came with, she went. She was like, yo, let's go and spend these people's money. I'm like,
Did you not go?
I didn't go. But she came back with chicken and chips and drink, so I guess it went well.
Patriarchy wins. Like, you know, I mean, like, see, you have to be milking this thing. I used to tell any of my friends, female friends, that talk, say that, this guy's acting out, babe, go. milk the money, come back home.
Like, don't, and don't share
just go,
it.
Exactly. Don't just go somewhere that you feel like
and only share it. Will be secondary. There has to be a go. Profit. There has to be something you are getting.
Take the money.
Do you know me? Generally, I get really like mad anxiety
if
when I'm with people I don't know.
Okay.
I don't dance with people I don't know in parties.
No
matter how fine you must be, I don't give
you
a party name. I don't care.
Because people are wrapped. They will just hold you by your waist.
From nowhere! From nowhere!
One of my male friends
I was dancing with in the party, one of the guys there, like I didn't know, went to meet him. I was like, then that Alpha. Because I was dancing with only my male friend, because like he's my friend.
This is the only person
I can dance with because I came with him. And then went to meet that Alpha, like I want to dance with
this chick. Okay, alright.
And he was like, hey, go, like I'm not
No, I feel like he felt maybe that was your boyfriend, so he's like,
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm done with like I don't come on my hand.
From this relationship, what have you?
I don't wash my hand. I don't do again.
My parents are frightened. Yeah. No, they are terrified.
I'm not. Yeah, they are scared that
I may not get married. It's like it's a legit scare in the house. Yeah, anytime they have to, you know that parents will wake you up in the middle of the night to talk to about serious. At 4 o'clock in the morning, mommy, they always calm down. Some other time.
Who hurt you?
I don't think it's the last relationship I had, it was not even the person, it was me. I messed it up. And since that time.
No vibe.
I don't even think so. I don't think
Are you going to get married?
No, actually, like the idea of having some like companion and everything. I think the only thing that scares me more than getting married is having children. And that one.
Like taking care of kids.
No, yeah. Having. I've already have the child. Taking care of them is a lot. Having. Like I gave birth to this child. Like this child is my own. Like I'm serious. Like legit scared of having children.
Why?
I don't think I'm mature enough to. A child is another human being.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, you know, see, I know that I'm a handful for my parents because sometimes they're trying to they're doing that the best for you, they're trying to put you in the right path and everything. But you said you have stubborn hair, you're arguing.
It's actually hard. To like make an actual family.
But then me, I will not have to be like being their shoes. I know what I put my parents through. I'll just throw my child from the bank holiday down. No, I'm actually terrified.
You're not calm at all.
I've not calm enough.
Me,
to be,
marriage
babies
scares
are so
me.
Cute.
Marriage scares me.
Is marriage that scares you? Yeah, I don't the fear the idea of marriage, doesn't
it freaks me out. It freaks me out. Like it is a genuine.
It's really
scary. Like I do not even some of my friends already know how they want their wedding to be. It's like, oh, I want this color and like my bridesmaid, like blah 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 blah. I'm like,
ah.
And like times where they are together and they're having that conversation, I'm always like, nice.
Peace.
That's really nice. That'll be amazing. Of course I'll be there.
You're just being complimented. Lovely.
And to an extent, one of them was like, you will be talking about things that you're never talking. I'm like, kilo fe kiso.
Why is scared?
First of all, I'm single. Second, like, what do you want me to say?
No, you don't know how they expect all of them in my relationship.
You are asking me why am I scared?
Yeah, I was going to ask why you're scared.
Have you been on Twitter? Have you been on Instagram? Have you been on WhatsApp?
Have I been on social media?
Have you been on social? Do you see the things that I hear and see?
It's terrifying.
Everybody wants to get married.
It's terrifying. See, that's the thing. One of my guys of recent just got his heart broken. A man have been forming heart cases. And
is he my husband?
No.
Why
you laughing? You, see, if that's there is stories for days.
Why?
Yeah, so if but I want that conversation to be something like all of us will just have, like, it'll be wine. So nobody will be feeling anxious, there'll be wine and everything. Are you free December? Are you free this Christmas?
Yeah, I'm very free.
My mom still has this thing that she does, that she feeds the entire environment.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she likes to do every year, so she comes.
So I'm part of the environment, yeah. I'm not coming to serve, I'm coming
to. You are coming to eat. Yeah, I'm coming to eat. You're not coming to serve. You see, she's doing everything.
Because I get as Omo Yoruba, it's something like I'm just making it clear that I'm not doing that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm coming to eat.
Yes, come around at 10.
What's going to happen?
Rice.
You were talking like I was going to see my husband.
Oh, yeah, he's going to come through. I'm going to call him. Yes, he's come through. I don't know if he's going
I'm not going to come.
Okay, he may not come through.
I'm terrified already.
You're going to eventually meet him one day now. So
please, when I'll meet him, I'll
Like, you're not putting makeup and everything.
Not makeup, but like,
we just branch your house one,
you know, day. Don't call by. If you ever,
we just come here. After I came sick of food,
I
just
swear I'm going to lock myself in the room.
Oh, you won't know. Like, turn on your phone. You
there's
just
no way in
see.
Hell I'm coming outside.
You won't know.
I'm going to be in my room. I'm going to run.
I'll just say, Tolani, use my voice. You here?
I'm not.
He doesn't know where I come to come and meet
I'm
today.
I'm not doing this. Okay, don't ever, don't do this. Don't ever do that to me. Cause what if I'm not like looking nice?
Is anybody looking nice? If I'm at home now, it's not looking nice to now.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm a fine babe too.
Yeah, so
all the best to him.
All the best to both of you. So that was segue. The idea of getting married, why does it scare you? Like, no, can you particularly, what is the one thing that you feel like if you get married that terrifies you will happen?
It's just how we can go from being so in love. Yeah, being so in love that once the person is out for 20 minutes, like you're about to die, and like you're already like asking the person to just get out from your sight. Like, how we can go from that to that?
So
it's
like,
scary. Because even normal friendships,
it happens,
and like I don't know how people do like take hold their friendships, but me. It's something that really, 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 really affects me. Do you know what I realized within these past few weeks?
What's that?
I'm going to be selfish.
Ah, don't. Welcome.
Not with money or not with like. I'm going to be emotionally selfish.
Mm.
It's like.
Why? What is the one thing that. What is the one thing that made you decide that?
I don't know, it's just like everybody is just stepping on my toes. It's like, if you need Tolani, she's there.
I mean, you're available.
Do you get? And now it's not looking like I'm too available.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's like everybody, like people now want to start disrespecting my
space.
And I've tried so much to not be there.
But it's not your nature.
It's not just like I will be there. Like it's not.
It's not be there.
Do you get like if you need me? Like there's no and we're friends. Even if we're not friends, like at that moment, you want to talk to me or like you need me to be somewhere. Or, like I'll be there. Except I don't have money to help you. In which that's like a usual thing. I never really have money. God, I beg.
Because you're here.
So I'm done with that. Genuinely, and I feel like you can't. It just can't happen like that. It's like a gradual process. People are being emotionally disrespectful, and so they can get out now. What's one thing you are going to start doing next year?
Not giving. Oh no, I don't even know. I was thinking. Yes.
Right in the middle of our podcast.
Can you imagine? This is why.
This is why you shouldn't live in Ibeshe. I don't know who called Okwe now, but right in the middle of the podcast, Okwe was called. So, we move.
Alright, mom. Oh, you come and play music. Machines, I love to buy anything.
I know, right? You have music on your phone. You that you listen to. You listen to Fuji.
Me, I listen to what?
Fuji.
I don't actually listen to Fuji. I want to. That's one thing I'll start next year. Yes, that's what I just remembered. That's one thing I said I want to do next year. I'll start listening to Fuji next year. And I feel like do you ever feel like you are a betrayal to your tribe because you don't really know anything?
No, I don't. I don't care.
Oma, please give me that.
I really don't care. Okay.
Please give me that.
I don't.
I was just thinking at this moment that I can't
think,
speak Yoruba.
I think I'm Yoruba. Like, I don't care what you say. I'm Yoruba. Whatever happens, you don't know. Get the fuck off my face.
No, it's like, actually. I just think like that I can't speak Yoruba, but I understand it. I understand the Yoruba.
You can't speak Yoruba.
I can't speak my Yoruba. It's like if an Igbo person is trying to speak Yoruba.
Well, you look Igbo, so
this I get that every time.
You look Igbo.
I get that.
You look
every
like
time.
You're from Delta.
That's why.
Or Anambra.
Can you?
The only thing is that you don't have scars.
I get that.
If you had scars, I swear, there's nobody you tell that you are Yoruba and you believe. I swear.
I don't know why, man.
Are you going downstairs to give your mom that?
No, this is upstairs. This is upstairs. Let's come cover it.
Do you know all these sounds that you're making is going to reflect on my podcast?
It's the Amatan, come out, you know.
And I hate you for that now.
Amatan, you. Oh, is it the
cough or the...
The whole sound. You know iPhone and the way it just grabs every sound.
Come on, Bin. It's a homely edition. We did it in the... It was homemade.
So you asked one question recently.
Yeah, you were... No, you were saying...
No. You asked me a question before my podcast.
Oh, yeah. Before your podcast.
For this... Before... Making this before, yeah, yeah, before now,
and now that's why. What is one thing that pushed you off the edge that said that made you that makes you scared of relationship, marriage, and everything? And you say, it's
no, crazy. You asked, you said, what is one thing that I used like to care about as an adolescent?
Oh, that's one, right? You know,
like you're getting really old, you're getting
that's very,
you right. Need to get married or something.
My bed is around the corner. Don't be saying that.
You're going to be that old.
I don't like talking to my age. I'm going to be a couple of decades.
23.
I wish I was going to be 23.
25.
I'm going to be 20 something times X minus COVID. 25. Virus COVID.
You'll be 25.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you'll be 25.
20 something is what I said.
Jesus. Are you older than Kufu?
No, I'm older than Kufu, yeah.
With how many years?
The amount of years that God made. I'm not talking about. What is this?
How many years?
How old is Kufu?
Am I going to like call her out like that?
Just like with your fingers.
With my fingers?
Yeah.
You don't know your friend's age.
Actually,
is Kufu not your best friend?
No, let's not lie to ourselves. She goes.
But like you are close to an extent.
We are close.
Exactly.
I'm close.
So who's your best friend?
I don't actually have. I want someone that will be like, my G. I think it's my cousin, right? But it's never my G. I mean, he has gotten a girlfriend now.
It's going to be out of your life for a while.
For a while, so.
Isn't it crazy?
It's sad. Like, I have to be happy.
And, like,
for
you
him.
Have to understand that.
Yeah, I have to be happy for him. Is it because, you know, he has been through a lot emotionally.
What's your cousin's name?
You must have met him. Toby, you know him now. You know him. That there's one time.
I know him. Yeah. Like, I've never, I don't think I've ever, like, seen him, like, or spoken to him. But, like, I've heard of him.
So, a lot of emotions.
I thought his name was Tolani. I was about to say, like, is his name Tolani? What I know it starts from T.
Yeah, no, still.
Tolani is a unisex name.
Says.
Omo Tolani is a unisex name. I know guys that have been Tolani.
We just ruined my child's life calling him Tolani.
What do you mean? Omo Tolani is unisex.
If he's a boy, just damage him for life. You're going around asking God why his parents named him Omo Tolani. Yes, cause you can ask him to body your school where boys go.
Let me bust your head. My mom wanted to name me Iggy. Or they wanted my mom to name me Iggy. Why? Because I came out from the leg. Fun fact. I came out from the leg and not my head.
Oh mom, you have been weird, Iggy Gomez.
And he's like Iggy. I was like, Mom, thank your stars. You did not name me Iggy.
I think your mom was like, What is it from the father's side they wanted to?
God forbid. I don't even know. I
feel like it's funny for
and at this point, I don't even care.
Because they have the gods. Father said this to have gods. I don't know why.
I mean, who gave birth to the child?
The mother.
So why would they have gods again?
I don't know. That's what I'm like. They used to just...
All they need to do is just...
Calm the fuck
no
down.
No reason.
Like, shut the fuck
no
up.
No, even...
They show
who they attack push? The who they push? Who they shout? Who will carry the child for 9 months?
They just come and say, this child shall be named. Calm, bro.
Men, don't come and attack me after
you. How many names do you want your child to have?
As much as
why?
My child can.
Why? How many names do you
have? Maybe 5.
How many names do you have becoming a child?
2.
I used to think you are encouraging criminal activity by giving a child long names.
Oh,
so
come
you can,
on.
You can be changing name. Like you are making the job easy for him.
Of course, there will be the first and the last and the middle name. That's like the only name you
can use. If you commit crime without first.
Legally.
First and second.
This is Nigeria.
You can always change
it. Okay, that's true. That can happen.
You can always change it. Then we change his last name to one of the names you have given. I have like 22 names.
Are you good? Why are you reasoning like that?
It's, yeah.
Okwe.
I've been known for a while.
Chill.
I've been known for a while.
What's your other name aside from Okwe?
The name I like is Aduagbemi.
Wow.
Aduagbemi. I used to shorten to Bemi.
That is an amazing name.
I used to get the girls. I said, what's your name?
It's used to get the girls. My name is Bemi. Really? Like, is that why you're single right now? Wow.
Fuck you!
Wow! It gets the girls. Really? And you are currently single?
No, I'm single because my name is
not easy. Oh, please. One name I really love is Adeola and Ayofe Oluwa.
That's a lovely name.
I love those names. I would name my child Adeola and Ayofe Oluwa.
I know one Ayofe.
And I have friends that bear that name that are really amazing.
That's good. I know one Ayofe. She's doing well in life. I say, Oriyo, Maloma, Pomo, why?
Then there's your sister's name, Moyo, Sorrow, Lua.
It's long. Unnecessarily long. Like, what?
Moyo, Sorrow, Oluwa. It's not that long if you reason it.
No, I think, is that all? Moyo, Sorrow, Oluwa. It's not just Moyo, Sorrow, Fun, Oluwa, something like that. It's long.
It's longer than that.
It's long, it's long. It's a very long name. And I'm like, well, you know, this is the situation of the child. The birth that decides, like, I was there, it was not
so
really deep.
You Ope Oluwa?
No, Ope Yemi.
Ope Yemi.
Then there's a drag name, there's Oluwa Tobi.
And
there's a Shem. I think it's Shem.
I like Shem.
I don't like Shem like that. And Shem. And there's Ademola. But only my mom calls me Ademola.
That's so I like Ademola too.
Yeah.
I also like the name Oluwa Tife.
I've listed all my government names.
That's my middle name.
So all your fans already know all my government names.
Isn't that cute?
No, it's not at all.
Can I start calling you Shimo?
I don't really like Shimo.
Not just because I like Shimo, but because you don't like it.
Ah,
just to get on your nerves.
I see.
So Shimo.
I don't know why. It's very. I feel like it's very mediocre name.
Have you eaten today?
No, I've not actually. No, I've eaten.
What did you eat?
I ate pepper this morning. Then I ate rice, father rice.
That's all you do all day. You just eat and press your phone and...
You're sounding like my mom.
I'm sorry.
My mom don't understand that the money is on the internet.
That's so true.
That's where the money is for me, really. And she's like, every time, she cooking tired. And I'm like, oh my. And I don't know how to explain. How do you explain? Like, that's one thing. How do you explain? Like, the jobs of the future now, and some of the jobs that are going to coming up now, are not ones that existed.
Yeah.
Like, so how do you explain to your parents now? How can you tell your parents you're a podcaster?
Do you know what you do? Don't explain. Just bring money.
That's
all.
I feel like that's the evidence they need.
Don't
drop the money.
Don't
right?
bother.
Oh, my girl was like, tell your mom that I did children. I'm like, how would I?
Don't do that.
How am I going to start explaining?
It's just a lot of stress. I told my mom I have a podcast. I don't think my mom has ever listened to any of mine. Although she's like supporting, I was like, oh, go then. That's it.
Baby, when you start blowing,
it's not.
Oh, mommy, no, podcasts.
And I start bringing money.
That's the thing.
Very soon.
Money is evidence.
It's people like you that will bring me money.
Yeah. I'll invest in it all. It's a good return of investment.
Can you start like this evening?
Well, mommy, if I have money.
Should I send my account number?
No, hold it. Send it next year. My next year is a soft boy here now. I'll be alright next year.
Almost speaking of next year,
it's already young. See,
next year is in few days.
My life is arranged in such a way that, you know, next year is very terrifying. Every new year,
I'm
is
really
very
scared.
Everything because that's my birthday.
Yeah.
So I just, it's a new year. Everybody's like, happy new year. I'm like, ah, oh,
happy birthday.
You can't work. I've not reached December now. I've not reached Christmas. So you can start greeting me from Christmas now. That's it.
Your birthday is January 1st. Yeah, you are.
I feel like now all your podcasters can just frame me. You can frame me for anything.
You are a special child.
Yeah.
So. You are a really special child.
Then I have many.
You are special. Like, you are giving birth on the first day of the year. That's crazy.
You know what's sweet? There's a friend of mine, it's 31st. We knew each other from birth because my mom's supposed to go into the theater again, but she should have an emergency. Tosin. I like him because it's 31st. It's just very weird. You are the last day of the year. I like it. Like, you just ended the year.
It's a like him for me.
I used to brag every time. He's going to call me 31st now. I'm older than him. Like, I don't really need.
He is.
I don't really need.
He's older than you.
Like,
he's older than you. So, what are your plans for next year?
I don't have plans for next year. I'm sorry, I'll only be making plans for 1 week.
Can I breathe?
Like all these, I'm on Twitter. They're like, what's your biggest goal this 2020? I want to leave.
I want to breathe.
You'll not be seeing people win. Oh, I got a new job.
I mean,
I'm happy for you. All right, but God, shut up. Yeah, that's
pressure. There's pressure. Do you feel pressure?
I do actually feel pressure.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
65. No, I don't know why.
Pressure,
I feel like
on what exactly? Life in general? Financially or
for
social media?
For a minute, it used to be financially. For like a while, it used to be like, I don't know why I had this. There was this need for me to be able to provide for myself and not rely on my parents. And I don't know where that thing came from. Like, I was just pushing.
I feel like it's a phase. I mean, I studied psychology, and okay. I don't know if you've heard of Abraham Maslow's.
There's no way I'd have heard of it.
Abraham Maslow. Okay, there's this man. There's this nigga. I don't know if he's a nigga. I don't know if he's white or he's black.
Okay. It's not like it's needed. It's not like that'll change.
I'm sure he's white, because white people do more of that shit. Like,
but they have time. They're not. They're not being slaves. They have to do something with their time.
Black lives matter.
Yeah, we do. You do.
So, you do. He said there is hierarchy of needs.
Oh, Maslow. I know that. Why would I know that guy?
Why would you know Abraham Maslow?
Okay.
He's a very, very popular. Yeah. Hierarchy of needs is a very popular.
Yeah.
There's the physiological need, there's the safety need, then the belonging need.
Belonging need, yeah.
And then the highest is self achievement. Physiological need are the basic needs. Food, shelter.
It's also food, shelter,
and
clothing.
Yeah, clothing. So,
a Netflix subscription, because
bro, I mean,
it's there.
Where
it's not like our service there.
And it's like most Nigerians are still on the first period, like that the first stage of the pyramid. We're still on physiological need, and I feel like at some point in your life, you just want to be independent. It's normal. You pass that stage.
But it was so mad for me,
and it's a really, really stressful stage, and it's like. There comes a point where you're like, why am I doing this to myself? Nobody's rushing me. I'm not dying soon.
I feel like it was rebellion.
I have my whole life ahead of me.
True. It's not
like, let's chill.
Oh, my man, that entire thing you said now, please write it down. So I'll be reading to myself every morning. I have my entire life.
For real. Like, let's breathe.
Breathe.
Like,
chill.
Chill.
I need to bring it every morning.
Chill, because you can't die. You can't die.
At that moment, you know me now.
In your head, it's like, I just want to make this money.
It was deep. And this moolah, cock. And then you just want to rebel against your parents. Maybe your parents say, don't go to that party like if I had my own money now. So yeah, you're just like, all this rubbish, because I'm still living under your roof. Man, it was mad. And at one point, guys, at one point in time, no, me and my guys started putting money into it. A couple of things, we scammed a lot. Jesus is Lord. Wow. I can write a book on how to be scammed.
Oh, wow.
We scammed a lot because we were looking for big money. I think you just got to a point where you realize that this money is going to come.
Me, I don't feel pressured.
I'm happy for you, man.
I don't feel pressured. Like, you can't force me to do what I don't want to do. When it comes to, like, feeling pressure, that, or probably I'm seeing people getting to a certain place at my age where I also want to be. It's like there's like everybody with their own pace.
Time, yeah.
Like I don't, that I know. Like I'm sure that at some point in my life, as long as I'm following the necessary steps, even with following the necessary steps, you will still come back to step one. It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But like I don't get like pressured. It's like we go runner. And it's not like I'm being nonchalant about my life. It's just like putting pressure on my life is just really stressful, and it will make me concentrate.
True.
So like, there's no point.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why I deleted Instagram from my phone, because at one point in time I was like, you know, I should be into photography at one point in time, and I was doing well, and the camera spoiled, and I started seeing people we started doing mad things, and I'm like,
And are you still into photography?
Maybe if I as an hobby, no, my mom is not a passion anymore. It's not driving me.
So what's your passion now?
Make this money.
By all means.
No. I think
he
my passion.
You want to hook up?
Yeah, no. The person will not be satisfied at this point. I am deceiving you.
You are a clown.
I can't charge much. My girl was like, I should sugar mommy. Like sugar mommy. I'll just tell you what I see. I'm going to amaze you. Yeah, just get it down. But I can cook, I can clean. So in case you like need someone that's around.
Is there like someone in your mind where you're still wondering why you're single?
No, I know why I'm single.
This is the reason. This is the reason why you are single.
Because why am I single?
This is the things you are saying. These things that you are saying. Why is your message popping up on my phone?
I did you're fairly bastard.
Oh, you sent it. See, Ethel, they off me.
Ethel is actually.
I'm tired.
I sent that message.
Are you serious? Like, you sent it since?
I've sent that message since. I'm so sorry for you. I feel like you used to be glue. You used to be glue, and I used to do like this.
What do you mean by you're so sorry for
because
me?
Because I don't know what it is to have
the way you throw subtle shade is not it's not nice.
I don't know how to
move. I don't deserve it.
Yeah, using that pen,
I thought we're friends.
At this point you deserve anything because you're using that pen. Why are you using that in the corridor? I mean, there's a glow and empty.
See who is talking, you're using glow.
Yeah, there's a glow mask just down the road.
Glow is as bad.
Not in Ibeshi. It's bad everywhere else, but
by the way, in case you're wondering what Ibeshi is, Ibeshi is where we live.
Yeah.
It's a village.
Please don't Google it.
Where we it's not on the map.
It's actually on the map.
Ibeshi is okay.
But my fear is that it's bad that will come out. You know, I think that's the reason that made Ibeshi.
Are you dead ass?
Yeah, no, that's what made Ibeshi popular that time. That serial killer pardon. So that's why I said you should not go.
Serial killer.
That's what it's
now you're talking like it's Ted Bundy.
It's fresh now. It's fresh now.
You know Ted Bundy?
Yeah, I do. I like
that. Ted Bundy is one of the most amazing.
I like the guy. I don't like the guy like I like, but I like the guy.
Is this his story is like he amuses me every time.
He's so charismatic. Jesus Lord.
How can you kill somebody based off
just
their hair? The hairstyle they are
carrying. I read a book about Ted Bundy when I was in JS2, and since then I've been into serial killers for all the series I watch.
Me too. Since I heard about Ted Bundy,
I've been into serial because it's just amazing. Those like how they just handle themselves. Psychopaths are actually very.
There's this euphoria about it.
Yeah.
It's like it's. They
know what they are doing.
It's
like you don't get like
crazy.
They know what they want. They know what they are doing.
It's what they are... What amazes me is the satisfaction they get from what they do.
It's not me. For me, it's not even satisfaction because if you look at it, everybody justify their action by the reward they get from it. If you
and most of them justify what they did with what they went through in their past lives.
Is there any? It's the environment that creates. It's the environment that creates monsters.
You think so?
I think it is.
What if you are just like a monster, like dead ass?
I don't think they
what if monsters, they are just built that way?
I don't think the monsters are getting
it has to be an environmental factor because you cannot just be a monster.
Nobody can just say exactly. You are void when you are young.
He said he watched a lot of hardcore pornography.
Because it's an environment that changes you. Really, it's not. You can't just wake up and want to kill somebody.
And he defended himself when he went to jail.
He's very.
He was brilliant.
I don't like talking about it with my friends because my guys are doing like, oh, it's Daniel. You're already wanking, then all this. Because for me, he's the only actual.
He was brilliant. So the extent that when the lawyer was judging, like, the judge, like, it was like, you would have, like, come to work for me. You are a really smart young man.
They actually are. They are not.
He is.
They are not. I like them because they know what they are doing. And they are very articulate individuals. They know what they are doing. They are focused. Their laser focus is what amazes me. Like, no one is as focused as a serial killer. You know, I swear.
They study.
As in, you can be reading now. And just let me just check Instagram.
They study.
But these guys, if they are doing anything, they are doing it. They know that they are doing.
But unlike Nigerian serial killers, I mean, they caught them.
Didn't they catch it?
Really fast.
They didn't catch someone really fast though. The first
There were many.
There were lots. And we didn't what that annoyed me is that the story itself was not that sweet. Because I was hoping that it was one. We know that it was for Juju. That's the one thing in Africa. They can't even do serial killing right. I'm doing it for Juju purposes. Fine. So somebody's financing them to be killing people up and down, bringing their blood. I think at one point in time it was women.
Yeah.
Then children.
The whole family.
Then now it's the entire family. I was just like, when the story now busted that somebody was financing, I'm like, I've spoiled the story for me.
We thank God for protection because it could have been bad.
The guy came to our street, man. Yeah, that's on our street. Wow. He was like, the man now became extra vigilant. That one day, someone was a victim of his vigilance. I believe that's a word. Someone was looking for food. You know, so we had this, we had Olode.
Yeah.
Olode means vigilante for those people that don't know. Olode. It's what we hire as our securities, watching the environment. So the other day leaves around 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So the other day has left. Then, you know, that space between 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Nobody's out. Everybody's preparing to. For him, he always come outside. He's always.
Mm-hmm.
Look. Then this guy from the another zone is looking for his goats. But the man is just coming out. He's just walking up and down the street. He's looking for his goats around 6 o'clock in the morning. Then this man is going to meet me. Good morning, no. Alpha, what is wrong? I just noticed that you are moving up and down, sketchy. Looking something. What is going on? He said, I'm looking for something. All right, fine, okay. What is the thing you're looking for? He did not see it. saying, I'm looking for something, please leave me alone. Let me look for, leave you alone, let me go and look for. Guy was looking, I'm looking for, he didn't want to talk. Guy went to went inside, go and make a belt. Like, he beat him. And he was sunny, because whilst he was beating him, all the men of the Adubo now came out. Like, what's going on? They said, Bado, all Adubo, did not. There's this one man I respect so much. I saw this man come out with towel. Yeah, see, he had the shaving cream on his face. He carried cement block. He was going to break this guy. I'm like, bro, you are the most articulate amongst everybody. Like, why are you? They beat this guy senseless. And the guy they're giving us his bio data. My name is this. This is where I'm working. This is where I collect as a salary. I'm not like, we didn't really ask
for. Are you serious?
Yes, he's looking for goods. Apparently, baby was feeling ashamed that he didn't want to say that. You should have just said you're looking for.
Bro, everybody, we stop letting them beat you like that.
Everybody here has goods.
Everybody in Nigeria is mad. I'm tired. Nah, you could have just said I'm
just said you're looking for. This is what I'm looking for. Can you help me look?
Knowing what is going on in like the indeed community.
And again, they've been to these streets. Do you think everybody will be calm?
That guy doesn't have sense.
Maybe the guy. Maybe the guy. Early in the morning, you should just collect beating because you are forming macho man. I'm looking for goods. Yeah, come here. I'm looking for something.
But I'm genuinely tired of the BBC.
I'm not anymore. I used to be. No, I'm not. I just enjoy the peace.
That is something that is really, really nice about this community.
Yeah, I enjoy the peace.
This silence.
Silence, quiet.
Of course, my area isn't. There are now shops
everywhere. Hey, yeah, that's true.
With little children. I'm like, don't you have school?
They don't have any. I think they vacated.
It's December.
I think they vacated.
Go to school.
Those little demons.
Can I sleep? The only time I get to sleep well now is in the night.
I mean, that's why night is falling now. Kababu now. Do you sleep in the afternoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
I sleep anytime, as long as I'm tired.
If you call me to sleep.
My husbands are texting me now.
Wait, see, there's the thing.
We spent 41 minutes.
I've not even really touched anything we want to touch. Let's be serious now.
What did you want to touch?
The anxiety. We've not spoken of the anxiety thing, the sex thing, the. You've not really said anything when it's I just, yeah, vibe up. Okay, now.
Hey, 41 going. Minutes. I guess we're going to do part one and part two then.
That's. You mean it come? Wow.
So episodes. You are going to, they have to watch out for part two. For the real talk.
Okay, fine. So when is this one ending?
Now.
It's happened now?
Yeah. Do you have any last words?
I will not have last words in Jesus.
Please leave here. I'm done with you. What are you saying?
You said you have any last. That's what you say before they kill someone now. What are your like? You need to watch Yoruba movies. You didn't really watch Yoruba movies growing up.
Okay, say what you want to say to end this thing. End this podcast.
Let's end it.
End the podcast.
I'm going to. I'm ruining my mojo.
Okay.
I'm going to tell these people my favorite sex position.
Bye. Bye. Bye.